Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
Hour number two of our radio program, Rockin' and Rollin'. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. We have the NCAA tournament underway. Earlier today, Duquesne upset BYU 71-67. Creighton to take down Akron 77-60. You had Michigan State with Tom Izzo dominating this time of the year up against Mississippi State by a final score of 69-51. And we got a few games in play right now. 7 minutes to go in the first half. Morehead State up on Illinois in a 14-3 game, 27-23. UNC, early goings of the second half, 18-21 remaining. They're up by 10 against Wagner. And you have Arizona really pulling away from Long Beach State now. It's 82-60 as the Wildcats are 4 minutes away from advancing to the second round. Remember, last year as a two seed, they did lose to Mitch Henderson's Princeton Tigers, who were 15, were supposed to be the tourney this year, and then got upset in the first round of the Ivy League tournament. But this time of the year, we still talk a lot about football, and now joining us in studio is the former NFL tight end, now does a great job doing a bunch of media work in Chicago and Philadelphia, and that is Clay Harbor, kind enough to pay us a visit here in the New York City studios. Clay, always great to see you. Thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm great, man. Appreciate you having me on, Zach, and you know, ready to talk some football. I know it's basketball season, March Madness, but to me, football season is year-round. So always can talk ball.
So let me start you off with the Bears, because we've heard the comments from Jalen Johnson. We know how outspoken DJ Moore was this offseason, how they all wanted Justin Fields. Now Justin Fields gets traded to the Steelers, and we all know Caleb Williams is going to be the number one overall pick. How do you think Caleb needs to approach walking into that locker room, especially knowing this was a place that, yes, he's the number one pick, he's the savior of the franchise now, but a lot of the other guys wanted Justin Fields to continue in Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, we were just talking. Hey, DJ Moore made it abundantly clear and over again that he wanted Justin Fields, almost probably to a detriment to him. Because obviously at some point you know that there's going to be a change happening, and now this quarterback comes in knowing that you wanted someone else throwing him the ball. I don't think that'll be an issue. These guys realize that the NFL's a business. As a player, you want to go to bat for your teammates. And that was his teammate at the time, and I realized he's throwing his weight behind him as a Pro Bowl caliber player, as a star receiver. He likes Justin. He wanted to help him out as his teammate. But NFL players, we know it's a business, man. As much as you want to be, say you're a family, It's a business. Sometimes these guys are like mercenaries. You know, you get paid to the sold to the highest bidder. But what Caleb needs to do is he just got to come in and he has to work. If I'm a guy, you know, I've had big time tight ends come into tight end rooms. I've seen big time guys come into offenses. I've seen it done the right way, and I've seen it done the wrong way. And I've seen guys come in, they're a high draft pick, and they kind of think that something's going to be given to them, but it's not. You have to earn everything. You have to earn the team's respect, and especially as a quarterback, the way to do that is to come in, to be humble, to not have an ego, and to work. And like you alluded to, the Jalen Johnson comments, he doesn't want the Hollywood stuff is what he said. He's looking for Caleb Williams to come in and work and to be successful, but not to come in with that big ego because he's the number one pick.
So here's the tricky part, because I want my quarterback to be an alpha, but you also then need to be able to have a good relationship and the respect of your teammates. Now, you know there's a lot of older guys in the locker room. There's probably guys in that locker room that just say, I don't care what Caleb Williams does off the field. I just want a winner. I want someone solid at the quarterback position. So is that difficult to manage? Number one overall pick, big star, big ego, right, coming in. But I don't want you to kind of curl up into a ball and then not have a lot of persona because you are the alpha of the team now.
No, okay, Zach, I've played with the New England Patriots, Tom Brady. I've played with the New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees. I've played with Michael Vick. I've played with Matthew Stafford. Mm-hmm. And what those guys do, there's not some persona. They're not trying to – they are real guys, but they work. Tom Brady, I remember going to New England. I'm nervous, you know, what to expect. I walk into the meeting room. You know who's in the front row taking notes in his 16th year? Tom Brady. What's he taking notes on? He's been in the same offense for 16 years. He's in the front row. What's he drawing, stick figures? He knows this offense better than coordinators do. Okay, that's the kind of stuff you need to do. Drew Brees, I sign with the Saints, right? I go out with Drew Brees. I'm in New Orleans. I'm a backup tight end. I had a really strong OTAs. Drew invites me out to San Diego in the offseason. He flies me out first class, me and Kobe Fleener. If you remember him, tight end, was on the Saints as well. Puts us up in a 5-star hotel, pays first class both wow. ways, picks us up every morning at 6 a.m. just so we can go and throw with him for 4 days in San Diego. Paid for his training facility, paid for us to get massages. That is how you capture a team. Doing things like Tom Brady in the front row, taking notes early every day. Drew Brees, Friday's players out. 6 a.m. every day picking us up. And I've been with players that haven't done that. I'm not going to try to crap on somebody, but Blake Bortles didn't do things the right way. And he was a very talented guy, could run, could throw, could do a ton of things. Wasn't the hardest worker. We wanted to go throw in L.A. He missed days when he had players out there to throw
really?
With him. Yes. So to me, you come in, you have that professional mentality. I'm going to be the best, but to be the best, I have to work the hardest and to prove myself. Nothing is given to me. This is day one in the NFL. Couldn't be more different than college football, especially as a quarterback. They're seeing coverages and stuff. So come in, work your tail off, as cliche as it sounds, and the players will pick up on that and respect you because of it.
Clay Harbor in with us in studio, former NFL tight end, does a lot of great media work right now. We know the Bears have been looking for their quarterback forever.
Yeah.
On a scale of 0 to 100, 0, no shot, 100%, this is going to work. Where are you at with Caleb Williams being as good as advertised?
0 to 100, I'm about, I'd say a 75%. I'm not, you know, it's obviously you're in college. And the Bear, like you said, the Bears need a quarterback. They're the only franchise to never have a quarterback throw for 4,000 yards or 30 touchdowns, either of them. 30 touchdowns, 4,000 yards, today's NFL.
Easy.
Like, that's not that hard. Back in the day, different league now, so that's crazy. But I haven't seen this guy take a snap in the NFL. He's made some exciting off-script plays, but can he sit in the offense and deliver the ball on time? So that's what I want to see him do. He holds the ball a little too long. Or we're saying the same thing about Justin Fields. He fumbles a lot, saying the same thing about Justin Fields. So for me, I need to see him doing the NFL game. If he comes and he works, he's obviously talented. He's 6 foot tall. He's a little short, 6 foot and a half, whatever he was at the pro day. So to me, I'm confident he'll do good, like a C+, you know, 75%. I see it. I hope it happens. I think he's coming in to a really good situation. Justin Fields is probably envious of the situation he came into with a roster teardown and then the Matt Nagy debacle. He's coming in throwing to DJ Moore and Keenan Allen, Cole Kmet. You know, he's got some playmakers there, DeAndre Swift. So he's got it set up. The Bears defense in the last 8 weeks was number one scoring defense in the league. So that's why I'm up at 75%. Even as a rookie, people got to realize it's a big jump. You go through your biggest jump from year one to year two.
Not everyone's C.J. Stroud.
Not everyone. And people, C.J. Stroud has really changed the game for people
anomaly.
When they look at it.
Yeah.
He's an anomaly.
It actually makes it tougher now for Caleb Williams. Because don't get me wrong, there's so much hype with Caleb Williams that I think some of the analysis now becomes fatigue with just talking about someone and we have to find different things. But with what Stroud did, this is what have you done lately? Yeah. And even though he was the second overall pick and Caleb's going to be one, Williams gets off to a slow start. People are going to say, you have a lot more in Chicago than what C.J. Stroud had in Houston. And those conversations, they do matter.
And I think that's fair because I think that's 100% true. You got Keenan Allen, who obviously is 32 years old, but you got to realize Keenan Allen
is the number two wide receiver for them.
He's number two wide receiver, but he had his best year last year. He was leading the league in receptions, I think second in yards before he got hurt at week 13. This guy's game, the guys that you see a fast decline are the guys that use their athleticism and explosiveness to win, okay? Why is Keenan Allen so good? It's his route running. It's his hands. It's his craftiness. And he's only getting better. And he's only getting better because he's getting smarter and he knows how to use it. He knows how to pressure defenses now. So he's going to keep improving. DJ Moore is only 26 years old.
Yeah.
He's still young. Cole Kmet's only 25 years old. DeAndre Swift is 25 years old. These are all young guys that you can grow with. The Bears' offensive line is actually going to be pretty solid this year if they stay healthy. I think they brought in some good pieces at center that they needed, and maybe they bring in a tackle at some point during the draft to back up Braxton Jones and Darnell Wright. But he's in a good position, and you said it, Zach. It's what happened with C.J. Stroud. People are going to say, hey, he did it with less. If this guy doesn't do it, he's not living up to those expectations.
Here's also the other good part about this conversation is Clay Harbor joins us right now in studio. It's a Zach Gelb show on CBS Sports Radio. The Bears also have another top 10 pick.
Yeah.
And they're in at 9. Now, it obviously matters who's available at 9 and how the 8 picks before it shake on out. But who are some players at 9 that you think will be in play for the Bears that could help on the offense side of the ball or the defense side of the ball for this new regime in Chicago?
Defensively, I really like Dallas Turner. I know he could be more of an outside linebacker type guy, but I think he could play edge in a 4-3. You know, he's a little light right now, but I mean, 4-4, 40, 40-inch vertical. The guy's explosive, 10 sacks at Alabama. He's playing against top-level competition. If you put him with Montez Sweat on each side, and that's their biggest need, is edge. You got to do something at edge. If you're not doing it in the free agency, you know, signing someone like Mike Dana or one of the, you know, second-tier guys that are still out there, Jadeveon Clowney's a guy I think they should look at. There's some free agents there still that you could still piece together a good room because you have Sweat. But Jared Verse as well. I mean, 4.58, but he's just athletic. He's fluid, over 10 sacks the last couple of years. I mean, Jared Verse is a really good player. You have to go
especially
edge
at Albany too, which is a crazy story with him.
Wow, I didn't even realize that. Yeah, but he's just
Norvell
a good player.
Found him. One of his assistants was watching. I guess they either played or somewhere with film.
In
they were
Albany.
Looking. They were watching film and they were looking for another player. And they turned to the film. They're like, "Wait, this kid that was in the portal. We remember seeing him." We should go get him. And then Jared Verse at times is being projected as a top 5 pick, now anywhere between like 8 to 15 in this draft.
Wow. And then if you trade back, Latu, I don't know if I butchered your name and you're listening, I'm sorry. But I like him. He's not the most athletic guy, but he is smooth. And he is just got like watching him run through the drills, the combine, watching him at the Senior Bowl. I'm like, okay, this guy can play. And obviously, I think D tackles a position. They need a three technique. I don't really see a guy there that they could really pick unless they trade it down. But I think you invest more into the offensive side of the ball, get another weapon at wide receiver, or you go Joe Alt at tackle if he's there. Odds are he might not be. But like Romo Dunze, 1,640 yards. You watch him. I mean, he is just a smooth. He's fast. He ran that 4.45. He had a big combine, obviously, 6'3", 215. He ran a 4.03 20-yard shuttle. That just shows you this guy's quicks. And I love you're watching the combine. He's on the field after everybody's gone.
Yeah, to get the drill right.
That's the guy I want. Because that guy is going to continue to improve because you can see he's willing to outwork people. And I think, I don't know if Neighbors or Odunze or if one of those guys are there. I love both these receivers. I know this is such a deep receiver draft, and I could go to the second and third round and pick out guys I love from the Senior Bowls and just guys I've loved from, you know, watching the tape, anywhere from Ricky Pearsall to A.D. Mitchell, Ladd McConkey, Brian Thomas Jr. You know, I could keep going here, but those two receivers, I think you pair them with DJ Moore and Keenan Allen, you have a top five receiver room.
Let me get back to the quarterback. So Williams goes one.
Yeah.
Let's say you're running the Commanders. Which quarterback are you taking with the second overall pick?
I'm probably taking Jaden Daniels. And I know there's that argument there, obviously, between Drake May. I like Drake May, 6'4", 223 pounds, the big arm, but he had a down year. Like, he missed a lot of throws. And, like, watching him, and, like, I've been taught a little bit of quarterback technique. His technique looks good. So I'm like, why is this guy missing throws? And when you see it, he just misses some throws technique. I'm like, maybe the guy just isn't that accurate, you know? And I think that's something that scares me a little. Drake May, I don't think he's Mitch Trubisky reincarnated like some people do. But I think he's got a lot to improve on. If he could sit somewhere, that'd be great. And I know they got Mariota over there in Washington. So maybe a guy come in and sit, but I don't see that happening. They're probably going to want him to play right away.
Yeah, it feels like we know Williams going to be one.
Yeah.
And then it does feel like it's going to be Daniels or May, 2-3, Commanders, Pats. You could flip-flop them.
Yeah.
Then the Cardinals at 4 become a fascinating conversation. Because I can make the case, go get Marvin Harrison Jr.,
yeah.
Go get Malik Nabers, whoever it is, so you can help out Kyler Murray, who doesn't have much around him, or you trade back and you have a team like the Vikings come up from 4 to jump the Giants and you get, what, 3 future first-round picks. So let's say a team like the Vikings or the Giants, they're looking for a quarterback. At that point, Vikings up to 4, or if they don't do that, then the Giants at 6. McCarthy probably the guy that's going to be the pick from the way that this is mocked. What's your view on J.J. McCarthy right now as a prospect?
I actually really like J.J. McCarthy. And I know he didn't get all the reps as some people, but like I thought he was going to be smaller. He's 6'3", 220. Like, this guy at the combine, I mean, he looked bigger than what I thought he was. But when he had the opportunity, and I went back and watched the Ohio State game recently, this guy was making some tough throws.
Roman Wilson was a great throw.
My goodness, this guy's on the move. I know there's the games where he didn't even have to throw the ball and all that, but Harbaugh knows what he's doing. And it's just lip service when he's saying he really thinks that this is one of the best quarterbacks he's ever coached. And when a guy puts his stamp on you like that, there's something there. And watching him play, I play with a lot of quarterbacks. I already listed you some of these guys. I think J.J. McCarthy has a nice arm motion, throws a catchable ball. He can move. He's a smart guy. He can get the ball out. And you look at some of his numbers at the combine. The 4.2, 5.10.5, and the 6.8, 3 cone. To me, that's agility. Like, in the pocket, like, this guy can move. That's impressive for a wide receiver, those numbers. So there's a lot of things I like about McCarthy. I wouldn't be surprised if he ended up being the second best quarterback in this draft.
Wow. So give me your rankings then. The big five quarterbacks that we talk about the most.
Yeah.
It's Williams, it's Daniels, it's May, it's McCarthy, and then Michael Penix Jr.
Penix.
How would you rank those five?
I go Williams, Daniels, McCarthy. I might go Penix over Drake May. I'm not sold on Drake May. I think Penix, I mean, watching him play is underappreciated. This guy can sling it. Another guy at the Senior Bowl. I'm watching him. I go, I didn't think his arm strength was that good. This guy can throw it, man. He can spin the ball, and he's a lefty. I play with Michael Vick. I know it takes some getting used to catch the ball from the lefty. But the guy can play. You know who else I like? It's Bo Nix. I know he's older than...
Do you like Bo Nix over Drake May?
I think it's a toss. I would say next year, if you were playing with one of these guys, Drake May or Bo Nix, I think Bo Nix would have the better year. You look at him, he was number one in the NCAA in adjusted completion percentage. Obviously, he throws a lot of checkdowns, But this guy's seen so much, so many defenses. I think he's an NFL-ready type guy. And I even like Spencer Rattler. You know, he was pressured 40% of the time, 85% of the time in shotgun. He's only 6 foot, ran a 4.9. But I think he's a second- to third-round guy that I think, you know, somebody could get and then down the road could end up being a guy that could actually play. But to me, Drake May, going back and watching him, 10 picks this year, I'm like, I don't see the hype. I see the size. I see the arm. I see the release. I see he's got everything you need. But looking at him, he's missing a lot of guys in his hands. I'm not a big hands guy, but yeah. A quarterback, I think it does kind of matter. He had like some of the smallest hands like in the entire year of quarterbacks, like 9.1-inch hands. Those are small hands. So for a guy that's supposed to be holding on to the ball, I think that could be an issue too.
Let me ask you about the Steelers quarterback situation. It's wrapping up with Clay Harbor. Russell Wilson, and then you also have Justin Fields there. Yeah. As long as Russell Wilson is healthy, do you think he makes it to the end of the season without having Justin Fields usurp him as the quarterback?
I'm a little biased, so you're asking me. You know, I'm a Chicago guy. I was a big Fields supporter, you know, and even just before we get to that, I think that the Bears, they didn't have to trade Fields. Now you gave away Justin Fields. You don't have to coddle these guys like Caleb Williams. Oh, you don't want him. But look back at the Troy Aikmans and Steve Walsh, the Montanas and the Youngs. Like, there's Alex Smith, Pat Mahomes was drafted, Carson Wentz, Jalen Hurts. You don't give away Justin Fields for a conditional sixth-round pick next year. To me, I mean, don't coddle these guys. Tell them, compete. The best player's going to play. We're drafting you, and I know there'd be a circus, whatever. I don't care. You're a football player. You compete and show me you're better, and the best player wins. The cream rises to the top. But when we come to Fields, he ended up getting traded for that sixth-round pick. I think Fields, to me, it makes sense that he plays. Okay, obviously, Tomlin's coming out and saying there's not a competition. If Fields comes into training camp and outplays Russell Wilson, do you think Mike Tomlin, one of the big advocates of competition, the best player is going to play, is not going to play Justin Fields?
If that's the case, then Russell Wilson's career is over, because he should be able, and I like Fields. I think Fields in the right situation could work, but at this stage of his career, Russell Wilson better win that competition.
He better, but here, it makes more sense, because where's the future?
Fields has a higher ceiling.
Even if they're tied, this is 35 versus 25 here. Fields is an up-and-coming guy. If they're similar, you got to give it to Fields, just because this guy could actually be your franchise quarterback in the future. Is Russell Wilson going to be a franchise quarterback? No, he's a Band-Aid. Yeah, he's a guy that you... Yeah, stopgap guy. And Fields could actually be the future. Fields actually had a higher QBR by 10 points last year than Russell Wilson. I think Fields wins this job. He's a competitor. He's more athletic. He can throw the ball further. I like Russell. I'm a big Russell fan. But after watching him the last couple years, it's not the same Russell Wilson we saw in Seattle.
All right, last thing I'll ask you as we wrap it up with Clay Harbor, who's been great with us in studio. About a month ago, someone asked me about the Eagles, and I said there's nothing the Eagles could do this offseason that would make me be confident about them, because I don't believe in Nick Sirianni, and he lost all the order in that locker room, and they don't respect him, and he's a doormat, and they walk all over him. Then they go out, and they get Huff from the Jets. They find a way to work it with Sweat. They still got to find a way to work it with Reddick. I think he's going to get traded. And they bring in Saquon Barkley. And I'm like, man, this NFC is not that good. And I'm starting to buy back in on Philadelphia. So it changes very quickly, folks. Where are you at with the Eagles right now?
I think they've done some good things. They just signed Paris Campbell today. And Devontae Parker, was that the...
Oh, yeah, they brought
and
him.
Parker.
So he now, stinks.
I think these are okay guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just need somebody that can catch the ball besides A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. I'm backing on him, too. Saquon, I think he got overpaid a little bit for what he's been doing. But this guy is a different breed of running back. And with that offensive line, even with Kelsey gone, I'm expecting big things. You know, I think Pickett as a backup was a good move, too, just in case you have to spend some time there with your backup, a guy that can get you some wins. And I think the biggest thing they did this offseason was bring in some coordinators. I think the coordinators last year were awful. And I think now you got some guys that actually know how to call offenses and know how to call defenses. I mean, Kellen Moore is a guy, when he was in Dallas, he was leading the league in points and in yards. And Vic Fangio is a guy that literally wrote the book on specific defenses. So having those two guys, those two generals, are going to help you a lot. And bringing back C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Obviously, you get a new linebacker. You know, there's some people saying that Devin White isn't what he used to be, but he's better than what they had.
Yeah, which wasn't
I will
anything.
Say that. So I think that the Eagles, I'll take them over the Cowboys. The Cowboys were sleeping.
Oh, the Cowboys.
Jerry Jones was taking a nap.
All in.
Siesta.
Yeah. I skip Bayless and say all in. Pause, yeah. pause, comma, so, comma, comma.
Eagles
my
to
ass.
The East. Eagles winning the East this year. You're hearing it here first.
He's a 9-year NFL veteran. You can follow him on Twitter at ClayHarbs82. He's Clay Harbor. Kind enough to join us today in studio. Clay, great to see you. Thank you.
No, appreciate you having me on.
All righty, coming on back, it is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.